I'm Steve Potter, and later on Cityscape, the In Unison Chorus brings a message of peace and unity to Ferguson. But first, billed as a wild global dance mashup, an all-male dance ensemble from Brazil makes its St. Louis debut tonight and tomorrow at the Two Hill. Dance St. Louis presents Companhia Fig, Jorginho and Giovanni, two of the company's 11 dancers, join us now. Welcome to St. Louis.
Hello.
Good morning.
Jorginho, I was looking at your touring schedule, and it looks like to me, except for a few exceptions, it's only like been the last two seasons that you've really traveled in the United States. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I travel a lot around the United States, and for us, it's a big pleasure because we study a lot the hip-hop, and the hip-hop, it's from United States, New York now, and Los Angeles. It's the two cities that have more hip-hop, so we study a lot, and this opportunity to come here and travel around the United States, make our show, it's I don't have words to explain.
But you've been traveling in Europe and other places for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So I guess, you know, hip-hop's big everywhere, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So, Asia, too.
Uh-huh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's touring in this country been different for you this last season or two?
Well, the last season, we traveled in the United States, and we did it on tour in Europe, too, at the same time.
Is touring any different here, though?
Yeah.
Does it make any difference?
Yes, makes difference. The weather.
The
weather. And the language, too.
Right.
Yes.
Is it a little more challenging here weather-wise or with the language? Which is the hardest?
Maybe the language.
The
sometimes.
Language. And sometimes the food.
The food. Sometimes the food, it's a little hard to us. Yeah.
This weekend in St. Louis is your last performance of the season?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a 2 months in this tour. So here in St. Louis, it's our last city.
Right. I think you began in November.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the tour been like for you this time? Looking back, have there been any highlights in particular? Any particular American city where the food you really liked? Or?
I think Canada was great. We did the tour, this tour in Canada too. We did the 3 cities in Canada.
Uh-huh.
It's Vancouver, Venom, and Victoria, a small city. But I love too much the United States.
For us, it's different because it's our 4th time here.
Yes,
4th time here, and we know more about the United States, so you can talk more with the people. We're training more the English, so you can now in the season we have more opportunity to know more places and make more new friends.
A season or two ago, when you first knew that you're going to be touring this country a lot, did you do some homework just to find out about the culture here? Or, you know, what kind of preparations do you make when you take off to do a tour for a couple of months somewhere you've never been?
You need to prepare the body and the mind because it's difficult leave our home for 2 months, 3, maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do a lot of body exercise to have a resistance on the shows. And you have to make together all the time with our friends because without our home, we are a new family. So,
But you guys, these same 11 dancers, the group you're in now, have been together for how long? As long as you've been doing these productions, correct?
Yes, we work together around 7 years with the same group. That's now is a family.
You're a family now.
You're a family, yes.
Yeah, there's an interesting story how you all hooked up with the choreographer here, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But Companhia Fig, how would you describe your dance style? Did you begin with hip-hop? Is hip-hop the main thing that holds it together?
So we try studying all the styles from the hip-hop culture because there is so many styles like popping, hip-hop, breaking, house dance. And after that, we try studying another styles like capoeira, tricking, samba, Brazilian styles, and other styles from like a contemporary, a little of jazz. And we try mix it with our body and create a new style. So we try dance in another songs too, different songs, abstract songs, and from the other music styles. So every time we are working to create new movement styles.
Does anyone do it the way you do it, do you think?
I think we change the hip hop. We try to change the mind of hip hop. On the beginning, it's hard for us because we practice and training only with music hip hop, and we change. It's so hard. I have one solo with the opera, and when I tried the first time, it's from me so hard. And now I think it works better more.
Is it challenging in any way to appeal to an audience maybe that's not into hip hop or thinks they don't like hip hop? A lot of people might have an impression of what hip hop is and think they don't like it. Is that a challenge for you?
Maybe, I don't know, because we are from the hip hop, we're born in hip hop, but now it's a different thing. There's different things in our show. So we work with the fingers, we work with the water, we work with sometimes in other shows with a microphone, our voice. Sometimes don't have a real music, it's just our voice and the movement. So I think our dance and our style, it's all right and okay for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you're performing two pieces.
Yes.
While you're here, and Running and Water are the two pieces. Let's hear a clip from Running, and then you can kind of talk to me about what you're doing. Company Kafig. They're performing tonight and tomorrow at the Two Hill. We're talking with dancers Jorginho and Giovanni, and that was Running. So what's the story behind that piece?
Yeah.
What is the story that tells?
I try to start because we have the two shows. Before we have only Agua, and after we need to do another show. We try to create only the dance. But after when the Mohad Mezoki, director, go to Brazil, work with us, he watch all the time you running, all the time you dance and running to go to the school, go to the, take a class and give the class. And that he proposed. Oh, that's one very good idea to do one show with the running, because all the time you running.
Like running here and there,
yes,
in our lives, trying to get things
like
done.
Like the life running.
We can never get everything accomplished. That's sort of what that's all about.
Time to stop.
You mentioned the choreographer, I think, when you were talking then. What's his name?
Mourad Mezoki.
Right. And he's originally from France.
Yes.
And he met the 11 of you that are in the company now. The 11 of you were together at that point 6 or 7 years ago, whatever it was. So how did you all meet? How did that happen?
In 2006... we danced with another company, a Brazilian company, and we traveled to Lyon, France, to dance in a festival called Biennale de la Danse. So there, we meet Mohamed Zouki. He proposed to make a project, a single project, a little show, was Agua, our first show. So after that, he proposed to create a Brazilian company, a Brazilian Kafig, Brazilian type. So after that, we create Correria. It's our second show. And after that, we create Kafig Brazil. That's
right. And I'm saying Running and Water, so I'm using the
running. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
Really sorry. So we create Running. And after that, we newest show, it's Kafig Brazil.
But isn't there a story how when he, the choreographer, met the 11 of you, he was, I guess, sort of intrigued with your personal stories? Was it the life that you had in Rio, or that you were struggling? Was that part of it?
He stayed with us in Brazil around 1 month, maybe 2 months. Mm-hmm. And he would stay with each one sometimes to see how he was inside the dance and outside of dance.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he would stay at home, make a dinner with some guys, and sometimes he would make a workout exercise with us, and sometimes just go out talking. So he would stay inside our life in dance and outside.
Mm-hmm. So Giovanni, how close are the 11 of you? You've been through so much for so long.
I think when we start with this company, I know some guys because I have two guys is from Petropolis, from my city. Mm-hmm. And I know these guys are around before, is that 3 years. I know from some battles, and when you try to work together, you keep more. I think now you keep more. I'm staying more time with the Dieguinho and the other guys than my family.
More than your real family.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a piece from the other production, and this is Water. Let's listen to that, and we can talk about it afterwards. And we're talking with dancers from Company Kafig. And that's an interesting piece. I saw a short video part of that. And you're actually dancing, or at least in parts of it. You're dancing with, I think, hundreds of little plastic cups of water. Yes. What's that all about?
In the first time we see the cups and the Moha propose make a movement, dancing with the cups was a little real strange for us, because we never did it before. Mm-hmm. So we stay a long time, maybe 12 hours by day, playing with the cups, make experimentations to dance with a lot of cups, sometimes together, sometimes alone. So
yeah, I know at one point there are like 300 cups of water on the floor, and you're sort of dancing through them, I guess, is the best way to put it.
You can touch, you have to dance, but not touch in the cup. So that was a hard thing to us. And that's one guy, Sorriso, from the company, he make a backflips into the cup.
Right.
So this was really
on the
hard.
Beginning, it's so hard.
So hard.
At one point, you're all wearing plastic.
Yes, on the beginning, we will try to work with the bottle. But we will try to work with that.
Bottle, did you
say? Yes, the first thing. But it don't work. After that, he see one cups and try to dance with this cup. You're crazy.
I can't even dance holding
the
cup.
Yes. Yeah. All cups, all us, we dance. We can dance together. And after that, we don't believe in him. We can't dance with cups. But after he tried to dance, and after that, I think we did it. Because these shows is only for do the three shows only.
Three shows.
And now we did it 400.
Right.
On the road.
Company Kafig, tonight, a performance at 8 p.m., tomorrow at 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m. at the Two Hill, the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And I want to mention on Saturday night after the performance is a free after party in the lobby.
Yes.
And I think they're going to have a DJ and I don't know, some other entertainment.
Carnival party.
Yeah. Do you do that everywhere you go?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Everywhere you go.
I can tell you're looking forward to it.
I think we will be having the energy.
Yeah, I think you will. Jorginho and Giovanni, thank you so much for being here. Company Kafig at the Two Hill this weekend. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy your time in St. Louis.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And now we want to spend a couple of minutes to talk about the 18th annual National Dance Week. That's National Dance Week St. Louis. It's kicking off tomorrow, and with us on the phone is Linda Green. She's the founder and the Missouri State Director of the National Dance Week. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's so good to talk with you.
Great to have you here. Just briefly, could you tell me a little bit about the history of the week?
Oh, absolutely. National Dance Week, the celebration of the event, began many, many years ago as a grassroots movement. And then, I'd say probably in the 70s and early 80s, it kind of slipped to the wayside, and there was a revival of the event late 80s. And we came on board in St. Louis to try to be active and participate, and that began 18 years ago. And since then, we've just really grown to be a very highly visible, celebrated event throughout the United States, actually.
Is it designed to, I don't know, to bring attention to different forms of dance or just dance in general?
Yes, it's designed to bring attention to many different disciplines of dance and to educate the people on how much, to the general public as to the dance that is available around our country and what an impact it has on our culture, and also to let our St. Louis community be aware of how much dance we have right here, right in our own city.
Well, let's talk about that. In fact, we just did an interview with a couple of dance members from Company Kafig, and I know they're involved in this.
Yes, we are so excited that they have come on board and just wanted to join in the solidarity of dance. And they are going to kick off our event on Saturday at noon, being one of our guest performers, and that we can thank Dance St. Louis for being the coordinator of bringing them to our event this year. So we're very excited about that.
And what are the other companies that are involved tomorrow?
Oh my gosh, we have so many companies. I will tell you, you don't want me to name everyone because we have 50 dance companies performing. And that will continue throughout the day. To name a few, we have Afro-Dilolo, we have Dances of India, we have Ashley Leanne Dance Company, Missouri Ballet Theater, The Slaughter Project, Missouri Contemporary Ballet, Big Muddy Dance Company, Aline Belly Dance.
You got a little bit of everything, obviously.
A little bit of everything. We have the professional dance companies, we have the dance studio companies, and we have a number of universities and their dance companies.
It's the 18th Annual National Dance Week. Tomorrow it begins at noon in Grand Center.
Yes.
And there's going to be a stage, I think, located at Washington and Grand. That's location. And if it happens to rain, which I don't think it will, you're going to move indoors to Third Baptist Church there.
That is correct. And we will start at noon and end probably about 5 in the afternoon.
And it's
totally free.
Free and open to the public, so nobody needs tickets or anything. And you're having a couple of masters of ceremonies, right?
Yes. Well, we have our master of ceremonies. One is Vince Tesh. And Vince is a well-seasoned performer, director, and choreographer from New York City. And our other MC is Lara Tita, the head of the drama department at Webster University, and a well-seasoned Muni performer among many other venues.
I think Michael Utoff of Dance St. Louis is going to be involved in that, too.
Yes, Michael will be there, and he will share a little, some thoughts about dance with our audience and be there to participate in our day.
That's National Dance Week, kicking off tomorrow, noon, in Grand Center. Linda Green is the founder and Missouri State Director of National Dance Week. Thanks so much, Linda. We look forward to seeing everybody out in Grand Center tomorrow.
I thank you very, very much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the In Unison Chorus. This is St. Louis Public Radio.